Growing and selling your MSP business is easier than you think with MKLink. We've been helping businesses like yours since 1998. For loads more resources, downloads, MSP sales listings, and marketing content that you can use for your own MSP business, register for free now at mklink.org. Rampant referrals for MSPs, part 7. Okay, so as a quick recap, last time we looked at how referrals can be sabotaged in terms of personality issues. Specifically, we looked at underestimating the importance of soft skills, lack of personal connection, lack of professionalism, and then we looked at the personality traits to foster, namely empathy, trustworthiness, enthusiasm, and likability. And I also included some classic books that might be relevant for people to read. The research that I undertook for this revealed some interesting insights. For example, did you know that similarity has a stronger positive relationship with trust than supplier likability? And that means that business people are more likely to trust individuals who they believe are similar to themselves, more so than people that they like. Interesting stuff. But now we need to move on to a subject closer to my heart, and that's communications and how the lack of communications can impact your referrals. There's four main categories outlined here, although there are more. And number one, that's internal to internal, and that's your MSP staff talking to other MSP staff. Number two, internal to external, and that's your MSP staff talking to your stakeholders' staff. Number three, external to external, and that's stakeholders' staff talking to other stakeholders' staff. And number four is also external to external, although external, internal to external, external. That means stakeholders' staff talking to stakeholders' stakeholders. Now let me clarify that. Remember, throughout this process, that all referral opportunities are absolute gold dust. Even if a referral that you get might be for another company, you can still leverage the value of it from that other company. So therefore, it pays to be open-minded about all the referrals here that are available, whether it's just to your company or other companies as well. So here's some examples. Number one, internal to internal, i.e. your MSP staff to other MSP staff in your business. Problem, poor internal communications. Impact, opportunities can be missed due to a lack of internal communications within your MSP. So for example, do your support staff speak to your marketing staff? Perhaps a tech support staff member could have a conversation with a client who's possibly unhappy with their CRM company or who needs a training company. And to be clear, that could be an ideal referral for another business, so make sure that you leverage it even though it's not for your business. Perhaps your part-time cleaning person works in another office and maybe they could see where people leave passwords stuck to their monitor, or they leave secure things lying around, or perhaps they've got an old on-premise server or have old kit. If you make a growing database of referrals and referral triggers such as these, it can help in training your staff and your part-time staff when they're speaking with other staff across the board, especially new ones. So how likely is it that these opportunities are being missed due to a lack of a structured internal communication process? So that's the solution. Encourage regular internal discussion, and perhaps you can make it part of your weekly staff meeting. Crucially, make it structured and ensure that all your staff members contribute each week. And just as importantly, ensure that they read the minutes of those meetings each week, especially if they missed the meeting. So to reiterate, make the idea of looking for referral triggers and opportunity a part of your team's communications process, and ask your staff members to bring opportunities to the meetings once a week. And you can help them to do that by giving them a ready reckoner so they can look for sales signals. And I'll cover those sales signals in another episode. Number two, internal to external, i.e. your MSP staff to stakeholders' staff. So the problem here is poor internal to external communication. And for its impact, I would go as far as to say that most missed referral opportunities can be attributed to poor internal to external communication. So how good are you and your team at communicating regularly and effectively with all of your stakeholders? And that's not just clients, but prospects and suppliers and partners and peers and all your business community at large. So for the solution, make sure that you have regular, relevant, informative and educational lines of communication open for all of your stakeholders. So for your prospects, try implementing a drip campaign. That's differentiate, remind, inform, persuade. The weekly MKLink newsletter contents are a pretty good place to start for that. For existing clients, try a retention campaign, and that means helpful communications outside of just operational communications, such as their backup reports. So to start with, try running things like scheduling regular customer feedback sessions and education and training emails and webinars and videos. And again, the MKLink content is a good place to start and a good place to draw from. And of course you can and you should also run occasional face-to-face meetings and events. And for your suppliers, you can make sure that you provide regular feedback for them and ask them for news and updates and training opportunities. Remember, you're literally in the middle here. You're the middleman between them and your clients. So leverage that position to the full. And for your peers, that's other MSPs and other people in the IT industry, you can attend industry events such as CompTIA or MKLink events, for example, where you should proactively network and stay in touch with all these contacts and joint venture with them. And with your referral partners, perhaps a CRM company or a software company or other people like that, you can provide guest content and exposure for them, and they can give you guest content and exposure in return. All of these channels, that's prospects and clients and suppliers and peers and partners and all those people, they should be communicated with regularly and in such a way that any sales signals can be harvested for yourself and for them and for others to leverage as well. Number three, external to external, and that's stakeholder staff to stakeholder staff, i.e. stakeholders' internal communications. So the problem here is poor internal communication within your stakeholders' organisations. In much the same way that you could have poor communications between your own staff members, so can your clients and your prospects and your suppliers and your partners and peers. All of those people can have poor internal communications with their own businesses as well. And the impact of that, having stakeholders with poor internal communications, means that you can't harvest the conversations that they don't have, i.e. you miss their referral opportunities, and that's a writer downer. You can't harvest the conversations that people don't have. And as for the solution, obviously, unlike your own company, you have a lot less say and a lot less sway in how other companies run their internal communication. But crucially, it's not zero. If you think about it, your clients look to you for technical advice and leadership, assuming then that you provide them with regular IT content and training. For example, the kind of IT content and training and videos and live webinars for MSP's clients that MKLink provides, then this creates a significant opportunity for you. And if you remember back to a previous section, you'll recall that people will take action either because they want to or because they have to. So why would your stakeholders want to be communicating internally amongst themselves about you and your services? Alternatively, why would your stakeholders have to be communicating internally about you and your services? So I'd suggest you think of as many reasons for that as you can and write them down. But let's look at a couple of options. If they wanted to talk about your services, it could be because perhaps your interactions with them are fun and engaging. For example, maybe it could be some educational role play around hacking and phishing and social engineering. Now, you don't have to be Steven Spielberg to make something that's useful, but also fun and engaging. Alternatively, if they had to talk about your services, it could be because they need to discuss and practice a disaster recovery procedure which you've written once a quarter as part of their operations manual. You could ensure that your branding was all over it and you can include hyperlinks to your website for recent updates. And perhaps the same would go for their backup procedures or their onboarding procedures and things like that. Like I say, write down some ideas for yourself. That's just for existing clients. But what about clients who themselves are onboarding a new supplier? Perhaps you could give them a security checklist that they need to comply with and which you can audit. And so the idea here is to think of and map out all of the communication touch points that your stakeholders have internally and see if there's any relevant collateral or procedures where you can get involved and ensure that your corporate message and branding are all over it. And then repeat the process for each type of stakeholder, from clients to peers to prospects to partners, etc. And remember that the more you help them procedurize this and do the heavy lifting for them, the more you'll end up controlling their internal narrative. You'll already know that most people here will have massive gaps in their procedures that you can help them with, and they'll likely not do this for themselves. Perhaps a framework like ISO 27001 might be a good place to start. Obviously, there are others. So even onboarding a new member of staff is something that you can map out for your prospects and your clients and your partners in terms of procedures and training and security. And lastly, number four, external to external, i.e. your stakeholders' staff to your stakeholders' stakeholders. So the problem here is that your stakeholders don't communicate about you beyond themselves, i.e. you're not being communicated to other stakeholders. And the impact of that is that the referrals you receive will be dramatically reduced if your overall word of mouth marketing doesn't reach beyond your immediate stakeholders. And the solution here is, once again, the objective is to encourage your stakeholders to communicate about you and your services to as many other stakeholders as possible within their network and their sphere of influence. Again, let's remember to look through the lenses of motivating people to do things because they want to or because they have to. Most of your stakeholders will want to look good and feel good. So this is an opportunity to provide them with a collateral that they can use to involve other stakeholders. So on one side of the spectrum, that can involve giving them some wall posters and other promotional material that they can have and also disseminate to their own stakeholders. One good example of this is when one MSP that we work with produced IT packs for a commercial property agent and they gave it to their clients that were moving into an office block. And of course, that kind of thinking could be extended to facilities management companies and other external stakeholders too. On the other side of the spectrum, you can go the whole hog and you can provide a complete end-to-end training and content solution for them. For instance, you could help one of your clients organize an event for their own clients and stakeholders. So let's say you've got a client who is a B2B provider, such as a local HR company or a national software provider. In either case, if you can help them add value to their own stakeholders by providing information and training and procedures around the nexus of your industry and their industry, that's where you can piggyback on top of all their business contacts and all their goodwill and their reach and their exposure, all for the sake of a little thought and effort. Now, this is the topic of another day, but there are countless opportunities where you can provide regular value in order to gain exposure to the stakeholders of your stakeholders. And to be clear, you'll need to do the joined up thinking for them. But this, in my opinion, is one of your best strategies to dramatically increase the conversations that people are having about you. And crucially, all the effort that you put into this stays within the goodwill and the value of your business. And that's unlike throwing money at Google, for example, which typically just reduces your cash flow and benefits the shareholders of Google. So to conclude, in this episode, I've quickly covered the four main silos of communication. And in the next episode, we'll drill a little deeper into how to counter the communication problems within those silos, which can be sabotaging your referral flow. Growing and selling your MSP business is easier than you think with MKLink. We've been helping businesses like yours since 1998. For loads more resources, downloads, MSP sales listings, and marketing content that you can use for your own MSP business, register for free now at mklink.org.